Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I'm Lon Tay. He's Jeremy Warner. Jack Cornell, Illini offensive lineman, joining us in studio. You can give us a call, 359-2255. Now, Jack, of course, you're in your at fifth year now at the University of Illinois, helping out with the sports information department as well. Possibly, hopefully, after a long future in the NFL. Maybe that's something you could take up, right?
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, public relations is sort of the route that I want to go, all about dealing with people, so.
And it's interesting. Part of the things that the public relations guys do is, you know, they come up with things that help the media along. They kind of describe what you did in 2007, 08, 09, and there's some tidbits about you. And one of them is Jack chose Illinois over Nebraska. So you, you of anybody, I guess, would know about this team coming into the Big Ten. You made a visit there, right?
I did. I did back my senior year. I was able to go to a game when they played Colorado to beat Colorado to go to the Big 12 championship. And it was, you know, the atmosphere was just absolutely electric. And it was a lot of fun.
And everyone talks about Lincoln's Memorial Stadium. What makes that stadium so special?
The fans up there are incredibly passionate about their team, and obviously the rich tradition that they have up there. You know, they sell out for like 3,000 consecutive games or something. I don't know how many it is, but everybody up there, when you know on game day, they just flock to the stadium, and it's a sea of red, and it's pretty cool.
So, what made you choose after that experience? What made you choose Illinois over Nebraska and the Cornhuskers and everything they brought to that table?
Well, you know, I grew up in Illinois, and I've got a big appreciation for the state. And
that's cool.
I grew up in a smaller town, about 40,000 people in Quincy, Illinois, which is roughly about the same size as Champaign. Champaign's a little bit bigger, but it really felt about the same. It felt like home to me here, and getting to play for the University of Illinois, a great institution, getting a degree. I know it made my parents really happy, and it made it easy for them to be able to come to all the games. Only 3 hours away, so.
So pretty, is it kind of an upset that you didn't go to Southern, though, I assume? No?
Well, I'm just a Saluki, if he didn't tell you that yet.
No, I'm kidding. No, you know, and as a lifelong Illini fan, it's good to hear that. It's good to hear guys say that,
because you hear a lot of kids that, you know, they don't have that connection to Illinois.
Correct.
What do you think about that? The kids that, you know, they live in state, maybe Chicago area, that don't have that connection to that state school.
Yeah, I think, I don't know what it's like growing up in Chicago, but I know it's a lot different than, you know, from where I grew up. You know, it's cornfields all around me, just like here. And, you know, that might not excite, you know, a kid coming from the city. But, you know, I've just always had a passion for the state of Illinois, and I've always appreciated everything that the state's done. And I wanted to stay home and stay close to home. And I feel like I can play with a lot more passion for playing for the state of Illinois.
Jack Cornell knows what it's like to detassel corn.
I guess.
Right?
I've done it a time too.
You young kids didn't walk beans, though, right? You don't walk beans anymore. They don't do that. See, I made so much money walking beans. It was awesome. Hey, let's go back to the phones. We got Tom from Ogden. Tom, how you doing today?
Fine. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
What I was interested in telling you, and I haven't heard much about it on the radio, is the Danville Dans. Baseball team in Danville that is made up of college students.
Sure.
I went over to great entertainment.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And they play their hearts out over there. And I just didn't know people in Champaign or Urbana really realize what kind of baseball they have over there. So.
All right. Hey, Tom, thanks for the call.
And I'll tell you, it's very cheap, too. If you go on Tuesday night when they're home, it's only $2.
Well, hey.
And otherwise, it's $6. Very good baseball. Very good.
Tom, thanks, buddy.
You bet.
All right.
Tom, listen to the radio.
Yeah, you could hear it. And listen, Tom, it's not that we don't want to talk Danville Dans, because they do. They've got some great college kids and kids that have gone on to big league careers. But we've got Jack Cornell in the studio, and Jack's 6'6", 315. I'm not going to ask him about baseball right now. Right?
Yeah, we're talking football, of course, with Jack. And Jack, I mean, everyone I think is almost pretty excited about this coming season, especially with what you guys did on offense last year. And Paul Petrino seemed to be a big part of that. You see him at practice, and it's hard not to get pumped playing for that guy. But just talk about what this new coaching staff has brought.
They've definitely brought a new attitude to this team, and I think you can ask anybody on the squad, and they'll say that. And it's really good to have the same coaching staff for a second year in a row. And that's not something that we've had in the last couple of years.
Right.
But, you know, when they came in and they brought in this, you know, we're going to work harder than anybody kind of mentality, and we've accepted that. And every time I hear him talk, you know, I get goosebumps because it's just, you know, he's an extremely good motivator. And he's a heck of a coach to play for.
And, of course, you committed to Ron Zook, the head coach. But, of course, you commit to a lot of the assistant coaches as well, because those are the guys you really get to know on the recruiting trail. Take us through that process of just adjusting to new coaches, because I know you've had to do it a couple times.
Yeah, it's not that hard, I'd say. I've been fortunate enough to only play for two offensive line coaches. This is Coach Gilbert's third year. And when he got here, you know, he just kind of sat us down and said, you know, this is how we're going to do it, and that's, you know, kind of how we did it. He's got a pretty colorful personality, I'd say, but, you know, he's a competitor, and he loves to win, and, you know, he's a great teacher, and he was able to teach, you know, the young guys the offense, you know, so they could pick up on it pretty quick. So.
And a lot of this offensive line is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just take us through these guys and what we can expect from the offensive line, because it seems like one of the stronger groups on the team, especially the offense.
Yeah, we had a pretty good spring, and we've been working incredibly hard in the offseason, in the summer and all that. And, you know, we've got a lot of experience coming back between all of us. Obviously, Jeff Allen, he's, you know, one of the better, if not the best offensive linemen in the Big Ten. Graham is a really smart center, and he knows how to read defenses and make the calls and do everything, you know, on the fly when you don't have a whole lot of time to sit there and think about, you know, what to call. And Hugh Thornton, I mean, he's really strong, and I think ESPN had him ranked as, you know, one of the third best guard in the Big Ten or something.
Huh.
So we have a wealth of experience coming back, and obviously whenever Corey can get his knee better, you know, we'll have even more experience coming back. But until then, you know, we got two young guys who are battling for that spot, and they're both doing a tremendous job, and Mike Heitz and Simon, and, you know, I'm doing everything I can to help them out along the way and kind of get them up to speed.
You know how there's always those words you can't figure out how to say, or names you can't figure out how to say?
You have that a lot.
Graham. Yeah. What's his last name?
Pochich.
Posick.
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 See, I can't even do it.
I don't know. I've never for three. What is he? He's junior, right?
Yeah,
he's a redshirt junior. So
yeah, from Lamont.
3 years, I've never been able to say it. Say it again.
Posick.
Posick. I'm going to get that right this year.
Sometime.
Sometime
we'll get
exactly.
It right.
Hey, 8 home games this year, which is great news for me.
Yeah.
It's still good news for you, you're going to be working hard that day when I'm having fun. We're going to ask you about that next. Jack Cornell, Illini senior offensive lineman, in with us. He's joining us next. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM. Don't worry, I did it too.
You did?
I did it about 4 o'clock on Friday, so don't worry
about it. Jack doesn't know what happens. Or maybe he does, as an avid listener of the Tay and Jay Show. At 5:30, we always play that, and then we jump around.
So go to this?
I don't know. I'm hitting buttons.
To go to this?
Let me get out of this. Let me just get right to the point. Jack Cornell, a lot of offensive linemen with us in studio. Lante screwing up. But it is Monday. I can do that.
Right. And you've been gone for a couple days.
Yeah, that's true. I was gone since Wednesday, so this is tricky for me. All right, Jack, 8 home games, 5 in a row at home. I mean, that's not only rare, that's almost never done.
Mm-hmm.
And you get 5 in a row at home. What's that going to be like for you guys?
I mean, that's awesome. You know, my senior year, getting 8 home games, first 5 in a row, we've definitely got to use that as an advantage for sure. And I know everybody's really excited about it. You know, traveling's not, I'm never a big fan of traveling, you know, airplanes and whatever, but, you know, it's going to be really fun.
So I'm going to put you on the spot here, but Illini fans are hungry because I think it's been since 89-90 that they've had back-to-back winning seasons where they've had more wins than losses. Do you guys feel that you guys can have a winning season, especially in this Big Ten where it seems like it's up for grabs?
Absolutely. We put in a lot of work, you know, like I said before. We've definitely put in a lot of work all offseason. Having the 8 home games, you know, that's definitely going to play in our favor. But with the way that we're working and the way that we can keep getting better, you know, I don't see why not.
So Nathan Chilaos, the quarterback, he's the one that his jerseys are selling at the stores now. Is he getting a big head or anything about that?
No, you know, he's always level-headed on the same keel. He's working as hard as he can. You know, I texted him Saturday night, so I tried to see what he was doing. He said he just got done watching film and he was going to go work out, and this is like, you know, 8 and 9 o'clock at night on Saturday. So,
I guess that's what you want to hear from your quarterback,
absolutely.
Isn't it? So, I mean, him coming in last year, a lot of people said, I've talked to you guys, and he was a leader, even though he's a redshirt freshman. That's got to be a hard thing to do for you, a redshirt junior, and a lot of those guys on that offense, for a redshirt freshman to kind of take the reins.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's it definitely, definitely admire what he did coming in and taking that leadership role. But, you know, anybody who's ever played football knows that, the quarterback's a man, and it doesn't matter how old he is, you're going to have to listen to him. And, we all did that, and we all trusted him, and he's, we can see how hard he's working. He's, the hardest coach guy on the team, and, we just want to play harder for him.
We're visiting with Jack Cornell. He's an Illini offensive lineman this year, going into his senior year with the Fighting Illini. And we're taking your calls at 359-2255. Let's go to Danville and Roger. What's up, Roger?
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Not too bad, buddy.
I have a non-baseball-related question.
Thanks for that, Roger.
Hey, not a problem. Oh, before I get started, though, Ron, I do have it on good authority that you actually have football music to play when football people are there.
You know what? That's my bad, Roger, and right. I deserve this. I
some
need to do a better
rock or some metal or something.
I need to think ahead. And are you a Chesney fan?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got him set up for the next time, Roger.
I have it on good authority that you have old school football music.
Yes, I do, and I've still got to get those incorporated if there is a season next year, because we've got the Frozen Tundra music.
Oh, don't worry. There'll be a season.
There'll be one.
Okay, Jack. With Ohio State being in the turmoil, it seems like they are, is it a thing in the locker room to where you guys are like, oh, yeah, we're going to go to Columbus and just pound these guys? Or is it just still, okay, it's still Ohio State, we got to play them?
Yeah, well, that's actually one of our 8 home games.
Yeah, you get them here again.
We get them here again. But
cool.
We're not really paying attention to what's going on up there. We can control, what we can control. And when they come in to play us, we're going to be ready for them. And we're not going to take them any more lightly than we would every year. But, we're just going to prepare for them the best we can, just like we do every year, and be ready when they come.
Cool. So otherwise, I'm kind of fishing here. Is there one game that you guys are looking forward to more than anything else, though? Is there one team that just gets up your guys' goad that just, like, man, we really want to go?
It's those Arizona State cheerleaders.
Yeah,
that's what I'm looking for. Roger and I are like, yeah!
I'm excited for all of them, to be honest with you. I'm ready for another crack in Michigan. But I think, we'll be ready for all of them for sure.
Well, Michigan sounds real good to me, too. So.
Agree, Roger.
Good answer.
You and I have got the same thought when it comes to Michigan. I know that for sure. So.
Absolutely.
Roger, thanks, buddy.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right. That is Roger from Danville, one of our favorites. We got to take another break. Jack Cornell's going to hang on with us, I think, through the top of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
We're back with him. It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
That's what I'm talking about. Offensive lineman. Jack, it's been nice of you to take the time to come in and chat with us. We'll have to do this again someday.
Absolutely.
So what would you be doing right now? I mean, obviously, your probably workouts are done. You've been working at the SID office. What would you be doing now on a day like this in the summer?
Well, right now, my day over at the SID office would be wrapping up, and I'd probably be going over to the stadium, probably get another workout in.
So,
wow.
With all this Ohio State stuff that's come up, I know you don't pay attention to it a lot, but the Big Ten's been discussing maybe paying for a little more for a student-athlete, mm-hmm. For the expenses. You as a student-athlete, I mean, we can't get this perspective very often. What do you think about that? Should guys get a little more to pay for their books, to pay for, their living expenses? Because you guys can't go out and usually have a job that pays.
Mm-hmm. Well, my initial reaction to it was they would start discussing this when I'm almost done with my career. But, absolutely, I think that, they should get a little more compensation. Obviously, this is a huge debate in a lot of college classes and something that's always a popular subject. But, with as hard as we work and as much revenue as we bring into schools, I don't see why we couldn't get a little more. We can't go out and have a job during the fall. Mm-hmm. We have school and football.
Right.
So, and a lot of guys who come from, rougher backgrounds, they don't have, the funds to pay for things. So, I don't see why not.
Do you think that'll stop those handful of guys or those dozens of guys who actually take things like that?
I don't think so.
No. I mean, that's how I feel, too. I mean, somebody's always going to go onto the black market because they're going to pay them more.
So. Yeah, I agree. Got about a minute left with Jack Cornell, Illini's senior offensive lineman. This year we have a Big Ten championship game. What's your thought on that? Obviously, you want to be there.
Absolutely.
But what is your thought now amongst the players of getting out of that level of the SECs, et cetera, where you guys have a title?
And being game? A leader. You need to be a leader.
You're a leader.
I think it's awesome. You know, I think every year you see the Big 12 and SEC, the reason why they're so good is they're playing so mm-hmm. late. You know, they play 13 games until they go to the national championship or whatever.
Sure.
And, but when it's all said and done with, they're playing 14. So I think that always helps them out in the postseason. And, you know, I know that if we can get there and do that, that would definitely help us out a lot.
How hard is that to have like a month off and then all of a sudden now you're back playing a bowl game and you got to be ready? Or is it? Is it really, do we think too much about it?
No, I think it's definitely different because obviously we're still practicing really hard and we're still grinding away, but the game experience is different from just a practice.
Last question I got for you, Jack. Playoff or no playoff in BCS? What would you like to have? I mean, you're on your way out. You're not going to get in your time, but what would you like to see in the future?
Well, I think a playoff would work really well. Obviously, all the other divisions do it, so I don't see why Division I couldn't do it.
So like a 16 team or like a 4 team or an 8?
I wouldn't know how many teams to put in there, but obviously I think that it could be done, and I think it should be done.
I agree. I think you take the top 8, and I'm sorry for the 9th guy, but it's better than leaving off the 2nd or 3rd guy, in my opinion. Jack Cornell, thanks so much, man.
Absolutely.
This has been fun. I finally got to meet Jack, and it's exciting, and he's big, and I'm not going to mess with him. That's simple.
And the beard's sweet.
It is.
They
it
need
is.
To pass out some fake, like, Brian Wilson kind of beards at Memorial Stadium.
I love it.
Take that to the DIA office.
Jack Cornell joining us on the Tay and Jay Show. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys very much.
Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.